Now it's time that we got back to the White Lotus Sutra. You may remember that at the request of his disciples, the Buddha, Shakyamuni, opens the gates of the stupa. Apparently, as far as we can tell, so halfway up there's a gate or a pair of gates with a great bolt. So the Buddha ascends up into the air. He draws this bolt, we're told, you may remember, with a sound like thunder. And inside is seen the undissipated body of the ancient Buddha, abundant treasures. And the Buddha, Shakyamuni, having opened the gates by drawing the bolt, sits down beside abundant treasures at his invitation. So that you've got the two Buddhas, abundant treasures, the Buddha of the remote past, Shakyamuni, the Buddha of the present, sitting on the same seat within the stupa. Now what does this mean? Obviously it means something. The whole sutra means something. All its images mean something. Abundant treasures, as I've said, is the Buddha of the past. Shakyamuni is the Buddha of the present. So one could say, undoubtedly, that this incident represents the coming together of past and present. Past and present have become one. But the true significance of the episode is even more profound than that. We are told that abundant treasures is the Buddha of the past. But what past? Not 1,000 years ago, not 1,000,000 years ago, but we're told uncounted, uncountable, unfathomable, incalculable, infinite millions of myriads of years ago. Now, when you pile it on like that, it means that what you're really trying to say is beyond time altogether. Not just the Buddha coming from the remote past, but the primordial Buddha, the Buddha coming, as it were, from the metaphysical beginning of things, which means no beginning at all. In other words, the eternal Buddha, above the past, above the present, above the future, out of time altogether. So, abundant treasures is the primordial Buddha, the eternal Buddha. And the incident of Shakyamuni, our Buddha, the Buddha of the present, taking his seat within the stupa by the side of abundant treasures, the eternal Buddha, therefore represents the coming together, the coalescence, the synthesis of time and eternity. The two dimensions have coalesced, have come together. Abundant treasures and Shakyamuni are both in the stupa. The stupa contains them both. The stupa therefore contains time and eternity. So the stupa symbol, as it occurs in the White Lotus Sutra at this point, doesn't represent just a general synthesis of the yin and the yang principles at howsoever high a level. It represents what we may describe as the highest and the greatest and most total synthesis of all, that of time and eternity. It's not surprising, therefore, in view of all these considerations, such as I've mentioned, and many other considerations too, which I haven't mentioned, it isn't surprising that the stupa is sometimes considered to be, by good authorities, the most important of all Buddhist symbols. Even more important, both historically and doctrinally, than the other very well-known symbol, the Buddha image. And it isn't surprising, therefore, that the stupa makes this sudden, this dramatic appearance right in the middle of the White Lotus Sutra. And it isn't surprising, perhaps, that the stupa should be able, even now, to remind us of the need of synthesizing the different aspects, the different poles of our own unruly natures. Because it's only by accomplishing this synthesis on higher and ever higher levels, ever more refined levels, progressively higher and higher levels of our being. It's only in this way, only by doing this, that we can really and truly ourselves in the end evolve and continue to evolve, in fact fulfill the whole course, the whole process of the higher evolution of man.